Hello and welcome everyone to the EP Infrastructure Full Year 2024 Results Conference Call. My name is Becky and I'll be your operator today. During the presentation, you can register a question by pressing star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind, please press star followed by two. If you've joined us online, you can submit a text question via the Q&A button on your browser. Our speakers today will be Gary Mazzotti, CEO, and Vaclav Palacek, CFO. I will now hand over to Gary Mazzotti to begin. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to everybody. It's a pleasure to be here with Vaclav Palacek, the Group CFO, and I'm also joined by Jakub, Petra, and Teresa as well. So we will present to you the results for 2024. Many of you know that most presentations I always start with a metaphor to describe the presentation that will follow. So this year's metaphor is "The King is dead, long live the King." So in summary, a period of significant financial success for EPIF, which has been achieved over the course of EPIF's lifetime, has maybe concluded. But we move forward into 2025 to a future of continued financial success for the company, albeit at a different but impressive, sustainable level. If we move to page five, we can tell you, so what did we achieve in 2024? What did 2024 bring for EPIF, its operating divisions, its management, and its employees? So the headline number you're waiting for is the adjusted EBITDA was 1.36 billion euros, a 12% increase on the financial year 2023. With regards to our proportionate adjusted EBITDA, we achieved 740 million euros, an increase of 6%. Our proportionate net leverage ratio fell yet again to a very low 2.29, and our adjusted free cash flow was 782 million euros. We were very pleased then to have a 58% group cash conversion ratio. EP Infrastructure remains the leading Central European group. We operate traditional energy infrastructure assets across transmission, distribution and storage of natural gas, distribution of electricity and the provision of district heating. Our strategy remains to operate regulated or long-term contracted assets, which have an ability to convert significant proportion of operating results into free cash flow. EPIF has delivered strong results over the last few years, and we again achieve a significant result in 2024. This is driven by a well-diversified business model, which has negatively correlated segments. 2024 reinforces our solid track record. Amid the uncertainty of the last few years, EPIF adopted a prudent financial policy by lowering our leverage target. We supported the company and its creditors by withholding dividends from our shareholders and a gradual debt reduction. This has resulted in exceptionally low leverage, well below 3x in recent years, significantly outperforming the target we announced in 2022. The group is currently strategically and financially well positioned for a new era shaped by either zero or disrupted Russian gas flows. Whilst this transition brings lower revenue streams from 2025 onwards, it also strengthens the group's credit profile as it is now supported by an increased share of regulated revenue. If we move to page six, we can show a little bit more detail. The group remains co-owned by EPH and by Macquarie's Infrastructure Fund in the ratio of 69% to 31%. Our assets continue to be in the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and in Germany, and we have leading market positions of strategic importance of where we operate. Our major subsidiaries in Slovakia are co-owned by the Slovak state. If we look at the table on the bottom, the adjusted EBITDA, we show you from 2021 to 2024 onwards. This was in a period of significant instability in European energy markets and significant geopolitical risks following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Our proportionate adjusted EBITDA remains stable and constant, as well as our adjusted free cash flow. And our proportionate net leverage went from 4.3 times in 2021 before the 2022 events, and has dropped consistently to 2.29 as of the end of 2024. If we look at our operating divisions, gas transmission had an extremely pleasing result of €413 million EBITDA, an increased share of the proportionate EBITDA. This is a full year where the contract was paid in full and where there was no unwind for any hedges. So in essence, you can call this a pure operating result of the business. Gas and power distribution, which comprises of our two main divisions, SPP Distribution and SSE Holding, contributed €578 million EBITDA, an increase in our proportionate share to 43%. An extremely pleasing performance. These businesses are well regulated in a strong regulatory environment and continue to produce very stable results. Gas storage fell in its share of proportion to €278 million. Gas storages have been extraordinarily volatile over the last 2 years. In 2024, we saw some stability return to the market, and therefore we saw a lowering of our results. Heat Infra had a difficult year, €95 million EBITDA. Whilst the heat networks continue to perform on a regulated basis and to expectations, the power generation business, or the CHPs themselves, suffered from power spread lowering and indeed a mild winter in 2023-2024. On page 7, we give you the key highlights. I'm pleased to announce that EP Infrastructure is investment grade, BBB-, Baa3, BBB-, with S&P, Fitch, and Moody's. We have a stable performance and conservative leverage policy. The majority of our EBITDA is now fully regulated or long-term contracted. We continue to have a high cash conversion ability, and we have a very, very strong commitment to a conservative level of net leverage. Our commitment to maintain investment grade has now been proven, and we have a very well-diversified debt maturity profile, which Václav will take you through. In ESG, we remain best in class, and we're very pleased to attach to our annual results our first CSRD reporting for those that want to look at the 196 pages of CSRD. Our infrastructure is diversified, and it remains critical with leading positions, and we continue to have extremely strong risk management with a highly competent and experienced management team, and a management, I believe, that has been proven fully through crisis management. I'll hand over then to page 9 and to Václav, if Václav can take us through more details of the financials, please. Václav.
Absolutely, Gary. Thank you, and welcome everyone also on my behalf. I'll take you through the second section, which is labeled 2024 financials, and I'll cover our operational performance, our key financing matters, and I'll present our capital structure as of December 2024. Also, let me remind you that this presentation, as well as our audited 2024 accounts and a short press release, is available on our website in the investor section. And following to this call, we will make available a recording of the call. So without further ado, let's start on slide number 9 that shows our main KPIs from a financial and operational perspective. Gary already covered these, so I'll go through it rather quickly. You know that we generated €1,360 million adjusted EBITDA in 2024, which is 12% up compared to the last year. So let's see how individual segments contributed. Gas transmission, €413 million of adjusted EBITDA, significantly up compared to last year. and its main KPI is volume of gas transited through its network, which went up by 11% to 17.8 billion cubic meters or BCM. Gas and power distribution segment remains stable and reports 578 million of adjusted EBITDA. Also, its KPIs remain fairly stable, with volume of power distributed went 2% up and volume of gas distributed went 4% up. Historically, this segment was or represented 40 to 50% of group consolidated EBITDA, and I can confirm, I believe, this robust segment will represent roughly 50% of our consolidated EBITDA going forward. Thirdly, it's gas storage that recorded a decline in performance to 278 million of adjusted EBITDA, though they fully utilized its capacity of 61.6 terawatt hours, similarly to 2023. Finally, heat infra, with the pressure coming from declining power spreads, delivered 95 million of adjusted EBITDA and distributed 7 petajoules of heat, which is 1% down compared to 2023. On this slide, number 9, we are also reporting our cash conversion, which is calculated as EBITDA less CAPEX divided by EBITDA, and this is one of our unique ability to convert significant proportion of revenue into cash flow. And you can see that we are reporting 82% cash conversion thanks to our relatively modern asset base and our focus on efficiency. This is visible namely for gas transmission, gas storage segment, which with cash conversion above 90%, you can see storage 93%, gas transmission even 99% cash conversion. Major portion of our CAPEX is deployed in the gas and power distribution segment, roughly 50% of group CAPEX in 2024, as we are investing into maintenance and developments of our DSOs networks. So we are reporting 78% cash conversion, which I believe is still above our Western peers, thanks to our focus on efficiency. Lastly, heat infra is reporting a significant decline in cash conversion to only 6%, and this is connected to ongoing decarbonization efforts. You know that we are committed to build a new fleet of CCGTs combined with biomass and waste to energy technology by 2030. And already in 2024, we commenced the first project. So this is visible from the cash conversion, and majority of heat infra CAPEX is development CAPEX with that respect. Now we can move to slide number 10 that provides a bridge between 2023 and 2024 adjusted EBITDA. So you can see who is the main contributor to the success of 2024 results. It's gas transmission that significantly improve its results on the back of the fact that in 2024 we suffered certain negative impacts resulting from one-off risk mitigation measures that we took in 2023 and were not repeated in 2024. On previous slide, I mentioned that volume of flows through EUC network went up by 11%, and the reason for this difference is really those 2023 one-off impacts. Out of these 17.8 BCM, I would like to provide more clarity how these flows entered EUStream network. So 14.4 BCM entered the network at Velké Kapušany point, which is entry point between Slovakia and Ukraine. And it was three types of flows. Firstly, Russian flows for international transit through EUStream. Secondly, Russian flows for Slovak domestic market. And thirdly, it was gas that was shipped to Ukraine storages in 2022 and 2023, and it returned to the EU in course of 2024. So those were 14.4, and remaining 3.4 BCM were entry from the other points, namely at the Veľké Zliece, which is entry point from Hungary. We experience some healthy flows from Hungary into EU stream network in 2024. Gas and power distribution, very robust, stable segment on the back of stable and supportive regulation in Slovakia. Majority of our tariffs are fixed under the existing regulatory period that commenced already in January 2023. And I also would like to inform you that we conduct certain commodity supply activities as part of this segment. Under normal circumstances, EBITDA contribution of supply is rather marginal, though in 2023 and 2024, we benefited from still elevated energy prices, and therefore the contribution to segment's EBITDA was visible, and this is rather lingering effect from the prices that peaked in 2022. Gas storage segment reports 24% decline to 278 million of adjusted EBITDA, and as Gary mentioned, we are comparing ourselves against superb performance in years 2022 and 2023, when the market was very volatile, and that was the driver for very high summer-winter spread, which is the key driver for pricing of storage service. 2024 was rather calm year more stability on the market, and therefore we delivered performance that I would label as really pleasing, nice performance. Heat infra segment, while the heat distribution part is stable, volume of distributed heat 1% down, price mostly linked to the inflation. We are facing a decline in revenues for the power generation part of the business that is suffering from declining power spreads. So the key topic for this segment is really the ongoing decarbonization. I mentioned we already started construction of certain projects in 2024, and this year we are commencing construction of 3 out of total 8 CCGTs that we are building, and we believe those projects will be up and running by the winter 2028-2029. Now we can move to slide 11, which shows our key financing events. So over 2024, we managed to reduce our gross debt by 304 million. That was primarily thanks to repayment of EPIF bond in April. The outstanding balance was 547 million, and the refinancing was financed partially from own cash, partially from 285 million of Schuldschein loans that we acquired during first quarter 2024. Besides that, our subsidiaries in SPPI Group made scheduled repayments of 39 million over 2024. So through that, we reduced our gross debt to 3,540 million. You can see that 88% of our debt is represented by bonds, and still this is our preference to keep the large proportion of debt in fixed price instruments. From post-balance sheet events, I would like to mention that in February, EPIF repaid its 500 million bond that was issued by Dutch SPV, SPP Infrastructure Financing BV, and guaranteed by EU Stream. So that happened in February. Also, what we are reporting to you is our liquidity buffer that is represented by existing committed bank facilities across the group, and the figure is 877 million as of December 2024. The balance is represented primarily by two instruments. First one is 400 million facility at IPEF, which was renewed in November with a three-year tenor. Secondly, we have 200 million facility at Nafta that was signed in February 2024 with five-year maturity. The weighted average maturity of these instruments is 2.6 years from our position of December 2024. Again, from the post-balance sheet events, I would like to inform you that SSE Group, as of year-end 2024, had 200 million in facilities, out of which 100 million expired in January, and we didn't seek extension of that facility as we don't see use for this facility. Which brings me to slide number 12, showing our debt maturity profile and our instruments that we have in the group as of December 2024. So these are, in particular, three IPEF bonds with maturity 2026, 2028, and 2031. Then Eustream 500 million bond maturing in summer 2027, and SPP Distribucija bond maturing 2031. From today's perspective, we would like to refinance all of these instruments in future upon their maturity. From the perspective of near-term financing needs, it's June 2026 for IPEF that we would like to refinance. Again, from today's perspective, we are considering refinancing this bond in full. We like bond markets, so ideally through a new bond issuance. As for the July 2027 and Eustream 500 million bond, we need to decide whether we would need full 500 million size or whether we would go for a lower volume for which we might use rather bank facilities instead of the bond market. Nevertheless, we will update you on our thinking with respect to refinancing when we get closer to their maturities. As for 2025, we are done. We addressed the February maturity of 500 million bond at Eustream, and the bond was fully repaid by Eustream from proceeds from its operations. Eustream didn't need any external funds for this refinancing. Finally, we are getting to slide 13 that shows our leverage and capital structure. Let me start with a little bit of history. In 2018, we introduced IPEF to capital markets with 4.5x leverage threshold calculated as net debt to EBITDA on proportionate terms. That threshold was introduced as a dividend lookup covenant in our bond documentation. To the top right-hand part of the slide, you can see that we maintain our leverage below 4.5x. Then in October 2022, on the back of then existing uncertainties, market dynamics, and geopolitical risks, we announced a new target of 3.5x. During that year, we significantly delivered. So you can see we went from 4.3 as of December 2021 to 2.9 as of December 2022. That quick deleveraging happened, firstly, thanks to our flexibility in dividends, and secondly, thanks to our high cash conversion ability that we discussed earlier. Following to that, we continue to deliver the group further. In September, when we were discussing our H1 2024 results, we informed you that IPEF distributed 300 million dividend to its shareholders in June. and that we had an aim to end year 2024 with a very low conservative ratio. And this is what we are reporting. We are reporting leverage of 2.29 times. EPF didn't make any further dividend distribution. So we continue to follow through on our promises to the market. So that low leverage give us good starting position to the new future that Gary will be describing in the next part. But before that, let me conclude this section on slide number 14, which illustrates our capital structure. Here you can see that majority of our debt sits at EPF holding entity. It's 70% of our proportionate gross debt. And we maintain healthy cash buffer there, represented by 214 million of cash at EPF. A leverage of EPF is 2.3 times. And there are two improvements that I would like to update you on. Firstly, you might recall there were three Dutch SPVs in between EP Infrastructure and SPPI. And over the course of 2024, we managed to merge them into a single entity, SGH, which makes upstreaming from SPPI now even more straightforward. And secondly, we managed to incorporate Plzeňská Teplárenská into EPIF cash pooling agreement or system. And this is decent success considering that we have 35% ownership interest in that entity plus management control, though we are able to access 100% of cash at that entity. So that's very convenient. And we continue to have good access to cash and profits that are being generated across the group. As for the SPPI group, this is the Slovak group that aggregates Slovak gas businesses. Similarly to EPIF approach, we also deliver the group gradually, which ultimately led to the EU stream bond repayment in February 2025. We reduced the gross debt of EU stream to 50%. And we adjusted EU stream capital structure so that it aligns with EU stream's future earnings profile. So with that completed, we might gradually unlock SPPI group and increase the leverage from 0.2 as of December 2024 to historical levels where we usually navigated for that group around 1.5 times net debt to EBITDA. So to conclude this section, let me sum up that EPIF generated EBITDA of 1,360 million, which is 12% up compared to 2023. Out of that, we extracted 782 million of free cash flow. Of that, we distributed 300 million to shareholders and repaid 304 million on our gross debt. We increased our cash position to 1.75 billion and we are reporting a conservative leverage ratio of 2.29 times, which give us really good starting point. And Gary will now provide the strategic angle with respect to our business risk profile. Gary, please.
Thank you, Václav. I think that was an excellent demonstration of exactly how conservative we've been over the last three, 4 years and generated significantly positive and stable results. The next section of the presentation is called EPIS Business Shift. And what we want to do here, what I'd like to try to give you here is, if you like, is an overall feeling of what EPIF is in 2025 and what EPIF will be in the medium to long term. So if we move to page 16, we first look at the gas transmission business. Clearly, 2024 was a good year. The problems of unhedging our book, which has cost us heavily in prior years, had gone. The ship or pay contract with the Russian shipper was paid in full for all dues in 2024. Now, what happened in 2024 was the regulator issued a price decision regarding transmission tariffs that took effect on the 1st of January 2025. These tariffs are variable and not fixed and can be adjusted if any future movement in the tariffs. In overall terms, the entry tariffs into Slovakia were increased nearly three times, and the exit tariffs out of Slovakia were increased by two times. This tariff update, effective from 1st of January 2025, primarily leads to higher earnings from domestic gas flows. This results in a far more predictable cash flow and a significantly better credit quality as we move from higher revenue with counterparty risk Russian shipper to lower revenue with risk effectively of volume consumption in Slovakia. But I take you back to the fact that these tariffs are not variable, but they're fixed and adjustable. We give you the precise sites, and I think there's probably enough information here for you to calculate what the new Ustream business model will be. Lower revenues, but significantly higher credit quality and significantly more predictable cash flows. In gas and power distribution on page 17, we are now into year three of a five-year regulated period. I think it's clear to see that these businesses operate as written on the box, and that the tariffs in Slovakia work according to plan. And there are amendments each year, but this ensures the stability of the income and the stability and the predictability. So we have here now highly predictable regulated distribution businesses in both gas and electricity. We give you the WACC that calculates the 2025, the gas distribution. This has been increased to 5.39%, and for power distribution, this has also been increased to 5.39%. We then move on to heat infra. Here we're in the process. Here we make revenues in two places. Firstly, we make the revenues on the heat distribution network, regulated, stable, and highly consistent. And secondly, we make revenues on the generation of electricity, merchant in nature and lignite-based. We are changing these lignite-based heating plants to a combination of hydrogen-ready CCGT units, waste incinerator plants, and biomass facilities. The total capex will be in a region of 1.4 billion, of which 700 million is funded by the EU Modernization Fund. We've also been successful in obtaining the operating cogeneration subsidies for these plants. Strategically, there are advanced discussions underway between shareholders for the transfer of the selected CHPs, Elektrana, Patavica, and United Energy, out of EPIF and into the broader EP group. The heat distribution network, the regulated part of business, will remain within EPIF. I think it's fair to say to people on the call today that the likelihood of this transaction is high, and it's expected to be in effect from the first half of 2025 with a zero cash impact on the EPIF group. Pultep, our operation in Pilsen, because of the shareholding structure, will stay within EPIF. So strategically, heat part of EPIF becomes the heat distribution network, regulated, predictable, dependable. EPIF will therefore be disposing to the wider EP group coal. It will be mitigating both its transition risk and its construction risk, and would also eliminate negative cash flows associated with the decarbonisation capex. And indeed, Bashek in his presentation pointed out that the cash conversion on district heating last year was 6%. So by disposing of these CHPs, it increases the level of our regulated income. It removes merchant part of our income. It removes coal, and it removes a significant amount of capex. So from an EPIF point of view, the credit quality of this transaction will definitely increase. If we move to page 15, we look at Slovak storage regulation. New regulation came in place, effective starting 1st of August 2024, but starting in 2025. This regulation relates specifically to gas needed in Slovakia, and therefore is regulated and is predictable. There is also legislation at the EU level that insists that storages in Europe are need to be 90% full by the 1st of January. So the way to understand this business is it's moved to the domestic gas storage now being regulated and predictable, and if you like, the international gas storage being underpinned by a commitment for the reserves to be 90% full on the 1st of November. So to strategically understand the business, when we start a gas storage business year on the 1st of April, if we start the year with gas storages predominantly more full than average, you will see a higher than average performance from the division. And if we start the year with storages relatively empty, you will see a lower EBITDA performance of the business. But this is countered by the fact that the Slovak part of the storage is fully regulated. If we move then to page 21, capital policy outlook. Václav has gone through this in great detail. And therefore, I'll move simply to the new leverage target at the bottom of page 21. What I have now in gas transmission is a regulated domestic TSO. What I have in gas and power distribution are regulated, stable, predictable DSOs. What I have in heat infra is a totally regulated heat infra distribution business. And what I have in storage is a Slovak regulated business, and the balance of my storage supported by a European Union directive that storages should be full by 90%. If we put all that together, then EPIF 2.0 is a significantly higher credit quality, lower revenue than EPIF 1.0. So with the credit and business risks significantly reduced, with Ustream's credit profile aligned with its future earnings, with individual companies ring-fenced, and indeed, as Václav told you, upstreaming potential now unlocked from SPPI, EPIF plans to raise the proportionate net leverage target to 4x, and this will be effective in the second half of 2025. If we move to page 23, charting the business, charting the path forward, business risk has been significantly reduced. Financial side, we have removed the 750 million 2024 bond in 2024. Ustream has removed its 500 million bond in February of this year. So we have removed the gross debt of bonds by 1.25 billion euros. In Ustream, we are comfortable that the net debt is as we have predicted. We are comfortable that the net debt conforms with all existing covenants, and we are comfortable that the 2027 Ustream bond can be refinanced either in whole or in part. The increased leverage target brings us part of the way back to the targets we had in 2021 of 4.5. We believe 4x is again a conservative reflection of the business and underpins our decision to increase the proportionate net leverage target to 4x. Strategic positioning, as I said, I think we are better positioned to manage the increased leverage because we have a higher level of predictable regulated earnings. Our outlook resilient earnings, strengthened credit profile, regulated long-term contracted business, albeit at lower levels. However, improved credit quality will support stable debt capacity. Financial discipline, we are committed to maintaining a financial profile that is consistent with investment grade rating. Nothing changes here. Prudent dividend evaluation. Dividends will continue to be evaluated exactly as they have in the past. And we have an agile market adaptation. EPIF and its subsidiaries continuously monitor market conditions. I won't go into ESG for now, other than just mentioning that we remain at the forefront of ESG in Central Eastern Europe, and we are delighted to have published our first CSRD report at the end with our financial statements of this year. So with that, I kind of end the presentation of the results. An excellent 2024, and the company is in an excellent position for 2025 and onwards. I will leave it with an investor of ours. Put our results half an hour ago into ChatGPT, and ChatGPT tells me to summarize our presentation today. EPIF is like a majestic ship cutting through calm waters. This business sails with unparalleled grace, charting a course towards boundless success and unrivaled excellence. Maybe a little bit over the top by ChatGPT, but we're delighted to have presented to you 2024 results, and we're clearly very happy. So thank you, everybody. I hope we made that a little bit interesting. It's in 2022, I think we had like 250 people on the call, and today we have 60. So I think we're doing better, Václav. I think we're becoming very boring. So I wish everyone a great day. Clearly, you know that Václav and his team and myself are happy to take one-on-one calls or one-on-one questions at any time. And I wish you a happy Wednesday. Thank you, everyone.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for joining. You may now disconnect your line.